Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new special counsel is investigating former President Trump, and again, there's a veil of secrecy over the whole thing. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast. Hear me get right into the news of the day. You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I've been following this since about March and April. We follow, you know, online hate trends, I guess. And since April and March, really, the LGBT community has been the main focus of this hatred. There is a pipeline. It starts from some smaller accounts online, like libs of TikTok. It moves to the right-wing blogosphere, and then it ends up on Tucker Carlson, or it ends up out of a right-wing politician's mouth. And it's a really dangerous cycle that does have real-world consequences.
I cannot believe that this individual is considered to be a senior news reporter with NBC. Yeah. It's wow. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of our second hour here. And this was Brandi Zadrozny. And she was on NBC. I don't know if this was like an afternoon show. I don't know what show this was. And she actually just said that libs of TikTok and Tucker Carlson's a friend of mine. She said that they were culpable in the tragedy that was at the Club Q massacre that was over the weekend in Colorado Springs. And I was just shocked by this. She got very upset at the Washington Free Beacon, and that's who pulled this video. They had said that she blames libs of TikTok and Tucker Carlson for the shooting. So she gets out there, and she had said, and I have a piece that's coming out on all of this later today. She gets out there and she says, well, that's absolutely not true. And if you had a shred of legitimacy, you delete and correct. Well, I spoke with her about this yesterday. I said, you on camera with your own mouth specifically name them as purveyors of hate. Not only is it true that you did, but it's grotesque that you did. So she responds and says, oh, they are absolutely purveyors of hate. And I did not blame them for the mass shooting over the weekend. I described the environment in which hate crimes against LGBT folks have surged. It's subtle maybe, but I believe in you. I'm like, don't, I know you're not going to try to get catty with me. Mm-mm. And the issue, and I had responded to her on this as well. I brought this up and I said, well, here's the problem with this. Because it's, are you going to apply your thought process? I said, the Free Beacon's a news source. And you absolutely named them as responsible parties. So I asked her, I said, I'm sure for consistency's sake, you'll assume culpability should anyone target them. And they have, right? Oh my gosh, and it's at that point that she went silent. Yeah. I mean, she's a purveyor of hate. And that's what the left has tried to pivot on this entire time. Look, I don't care if adults, I want everyone to, for a moment, let's look at this very clinically. I want you to separate yourself from what you think about drag shows or drag brunches, whatever, and set it to the side for a moment. Adults who go to adult establishments to watch what is adult entertainment is a completely separate issue from adults taking children to restaurants or clubs for a quote-unquote all-ages adult entertainment show. Don't tell me it's not adult entertainment. I've seen so many of these videos. I watched as a drag queen with a thong lifted up his skirt and gyrated his half-naked ass in front of a four-year-old. Why a song titled P asterisk 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 Y played with the derogatory lingo on repeat. So you don't argue with me about whether or not you think that that's adult entertainment or not. They're two separate things. Club Q never advertised itself as anything other than that. And it's very important to understand these facts that people want to pretend to be stupid and not recognize. So when the left wasn't calling to ban guns, they wanted to conflate protection of women's sports and criticism of bringing kids to drag shows with actual murder. Hey folks, Dana Lash here for Recoil Gun Works. Not only do they have competitive pricing, but right now they're giving all of you out there $20 off of any order of $100 or more. And that makes this a great time to stock up before the end of 2022. So visit recoilgunworks.com/Dana and you can use promo code Dana to receive $20 off of any order of $100 or more. Now this offer is only good for a short time, and Recoil Gun Works is your web-based firearms ammo and accessories retailer, family owned, and of course they think like you. They're really well known for their refurbishments, their police trading guns, all in great shape, and you can buy now, pay later with no interest, and I said they have competitive pricing. It's also incredibly easy to use. You can search by caliber, weight, application, and brand, and of course they have ammo shipped right to your door where legal, including Illinois, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And you can check out the product restrictions page for further info on all of the state law restrictions. So visit Recoil Gun Works.com/Dana today. Get a full list of products and use promo code Dana to receive $20 off of any order of $100 or more. Whether you need it in the woods or on the range, Recoil Gun Works gets it there fast. Right now, get $20 off when you use promo code Dana on any $100 order or more at recoilgunworks.com/Dana. That's recoilgunworks.com/Dana.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
The Pfizer boss now claims that the company's coronavirus, air quotes, Dr. Evil style, vaccine will remain free for all Americans, even though the firm's 10,000% markup is set to drive health insurance premiums up. So they're making it free, but your health insurance premiums are about to bend you over a barrel because they're 10,000% markup. So it's not free. You're still paying. Man, oh man, why do I got to pay for this? Why do I got to pay for this? Just if you want it, pay for it, get it. Or you know what? Why don't they pay their fair share and just offer it for free to the people who want it? How about that? We also, a cross-country storm is threatening to disrupt Thanksgiving travel for 55 million people. Snow in the upper Midwest, torrential rain in the South. It's going to be cats and dogs living together. Total chaos. AAA estimates that 55 million Americans are going to travel at least 50 miles. Major airline hubs in Chicago, Atlanta, New York could all be affected. Hazards ranging from rain, high wind, and a few areas, snow could disrupt holiday travel. So it is looking pretty pretty interesting. And of course, it's right over Dallas, going right up. Yay. We're going to have a rainy Thanksgiving here, but other people could see snow. So it's going to be very interesting to travel over Thanksgiving. Also, the Texas again breaks the record for total job gains. The only thing I require if you're moving here for your job is you got to vote like we do, because do not turn this republic into the cesspool of feces and needles that is California. Very simple thing to ask. A fisherman lands a 67-pound goldfish. It is a 67-pound chubby, chunky little goldfish, that they call Carrot. It's hysterical. This thing is enormous. I've never seen a goldfish this big in my ever-loving life. He said that he saw it was orange, came to the surface about 30, 40 yards out. He spent 25 minutes reeling this thing in. It's 30 pounds heavier than what was previously considered to be the world's biggest goldfish. So that's pretty. Do you eat those things? You eat a goldfish?
It's a carp.
Yeah, it's carbs. You could technically eat it. I mean, but it's sad because it looks like it's a pet. I'd keep it in like a pond in my yard and pet it. I don't know. Stick with us. So here's, you know, the administration keeps telling people that they're eligible for the student loan forgiveness that they ended. I'm really confused about this. So hold up. This is a very interesting piece. The administration, because remember, they had didn't they close the website for a while? And then they were telling people, don't try to apply because we're closing this, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now they begin apparently telling people who applied for student loan forgiveness that last weekend, that their request had been greenlit, because it's the reason it shut down is because they were going through the court system. They were going through the court system. They were having this, and they knew that that's how it was going to be. That's sort of their MO. They do it first, and then they ask whether or not it's legal after the fact. That's the whole point. And so they started, oh, well, don't worry if you don't immediately receive an email. More are coming. That is what the education secretary, Miguel Cardona, said. Said more are coming. Huh. Well, then why are you... I mean, it's all on hold. Why did you reopen the site to start taking all of this information so that you... Ooh. And then here's the rub. So now, this whole situation of going to the website and filling all your stuff out, the education secretary, he said, oh, yeah, they do want to give us the money. The mean courts are in the way. But... Also, they just go ahead and fill all this stuff out. Put all your data in this form. That there were some questions about this. So it seems like, just speculating, they're promising you student loan money that'll likely never arrive, or for quote unquote forgiveness. But yet they're just getting all your data and saving all your data for a rainy day. Is that even legal? If you're using it as a data collection tool?
You're asking the entity that actually creates laws.
Yeah, but it's for political... how much do you want to bet that all these people that were filling this stuff out, they're going to be getting like texts like, have you voted for Beto running in another losing race again, like sometime in the future?
Absolutely is what's happening.
I mean, what are they doing with all this information if... it actually is not being used because it's been found to be unconstitutional, and so the courts are not allowing it to so where is it? I know I'm asking questions that normal people would ask, but see, this is a program that is not run by normal people. It's run by the government. So they sent this letter out. This is how Miguel Cardona says it. He says, we've reviewed your application and have determined that you're eligible for loan relief under the plan. And then P is just randomly capitalized. You know, it's the plan. We have sent this approval on to your loan servicer. You do not need to take any further action. Unfortunately, a number of lawsuits from those damn devil Republicans. Okay, he didn't say that part. But he said, unfortunately, a number of lawsuits have been filed challenging the program, which have blocked our ability to discharge your debt as present. Can I just stop there? Discharge it into space, right? To where it affects no one. Everyone's happy. It just disappears. It's like magic for toddlers. We believe strongly that the lawsuits are meritless. Oh, you do believe? You believe? You know what? That's a sign at Hobby Lobby for Christmas, not an actual policy that the U.S. government should have. And the Department of Justice has appealed on our behalf. Blah, blah, blah. Brr, brr, brr. Give us your data. I may have just from the first blah. I'm just kind of, you know, it's abridged. But you get the idea. So that sounds super shady. I mean, there are people that I in the street who will offer to wash your car, your windshield, that I trust more than this. Not going to lie. That's kind of nuts. Yeah. So it's a data mining program. That's all this whole damn thing is. It's a whole scheme. Just wondering. Is there going to be any? This is something, I don't know, maybe Republicans could look into.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, first up, this comes from CBS 12. A Florida man broke into KFC. The secret recipe remains in the safe. Wait, do they keep that in an actual safe?
I don't know.
In the KFC? I'm not asking because I'm going to be doing nothing shady. I'm just, you know, I'm asking for some friends. They said that the Tampa Police Department said the burglar was caught on camera. He crawled into the restaurant chain and they showed him taking cleaning supplies. He wiped down the door before he crawled back out. But the police said that the secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices remains safe. So he took cleaning supplies from the... That's weird. You know what? Babies love them some watermelon Smirnoff, apparently. Actually, they don't, so don't do that. This is WKRG, News Channel 5. In Escambia, a Pensacola woman is in jail because she poured literally watermelon Smirnoff in a baby bottle and gave it to her baby. For real. Cecil Bryant, that's her name, I don't know, was charged with aggravated child abuse. Deputies responded to a call on potential child abuse. When they arrived, they talked with an investigator with Division of Family Services. The baby had a 0.142 blood alcohol level. She threw a Halloween party, and the reporting party said she was cooking all evening, went to take a bath. Bryant offered to make the bottles. They said multiple people were there helping to watch the kids. And when the reporting party tried to give the baby an unfinished bottle a few hours prior, she said the baby's mouth smelled like watermelon. She tasted the bottle of formula, and it tasted like watermelon vodka. The baby began falling asleep on and off and vomiting. So that's the baby was admitted when at observation at the hospital. I think the baby's okay now, but they did have severe toxicity. That's crazy. I feel like that woman might not have a good time in the jail. I'm just saying, because, you know, people in the prisons don't respond that kindly to the child abuse stuff. Also, this Gainesville man was arrested from stealing from Walmart, Stephen Francis, and his response was that he owned the Walmart officers, so you can't arrest me. I'm not kidding. He actually said this. Gainesville, Florida, WCJB. Man's in jail. He was stealing from the Walmart. 51-year-old Stephen Francis taking clothes from the Walmart behind Butler Plaza. And then when officers they said that he had no remorse for taking the clothes because he owned the store already. It was over $200. No, officer, I own the store. I'm just taking my things.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may not believe this, but you know, sometimes you just don't get the whole story from a lot of media coverage. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I discuss how a new special counsel is gearing up to investigate former President Trump, and a lot of the evidence in the case is secret. Don't forget to download and subscribe to my daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue in the news, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.